Hey guys, welcome back to 5-0-100-nothing.com. I am Fugit. That stands for the fittest underdog guru using intelligent tactics. All right, guys, I am a middle-aged man, middle-aged white man. All right, now, if you know anything about me, my history, you know that I've just about crossed off everything on my bucket list, all right? And I'm 46 years old. I'll be 47 this year. And I feel amazing, okay? I still get carded. I don't have a very good gene pool. For instance, my mother passed from cancer at 52 and my father, 61, from a massive heart attack, okay? One had a really slow death. One had a sudden death. And, you know, when I look at my health history or my family's health history, it's pretty daunting, right? And I'm in really good health. I don't have any health problems. I'm taking better and better care of myself all the time. From a very early age, I started exercising, played sports, learned about nutrition early in life, and made some changes so that I could look better, right? I could get the girls. I could do all these things, right? It opened up opportunities for me to succeed with television, fitness business, as well as a run in professional wrestling, okay? And it's interesting because I've thought about, you know, how over the last few years, getting into my 40s, how things started to change with my goals in life and things I wanted, you know, and I reflected back and I thought I would share that with you as either a look into the crystal ball of what you'll face, or when late 30, 40, 50 somethings would share with me when I was young, I thought, well, you know, that's their life and this is going to be my life and it's going to be different. And the thing I could tell you young people watching this is the older generation, they've lived it. There's very few things that are new. You know, you might look at technology or other things, but we're still all human beings and we go through the same phases of life. So we're more similar than we are different when it gets down to it, okay? At least my perspective. So, you know, when I was younger, the things that were important to me as I grew up, you know, from teens and 20s was I was trying to figure out my identity. You know, who am I? You know, how does the world look at me? You know, who am I going to be? What am I going to be known as? And, you know, figuring out all those things, you know, you think about, am I going to be a fireman? Am I going to be, an astronaut? Am I going to be an attorney? Am I going to be a doctor? You know, who am I and where am I going? And, you know, that's a very interesting time in your life where some people know when they were really young what they wanted to do and they passionately moved in that direction, and others keep changing their minds. And even I know some of my peers my age that are still changing their minds and figuring it all out. Another thing is like acceptance. You know, you're seeking acceptance when you're young. You know, you're looking at acceptance from family or peers, society. You know, am I doing the things by the feedback from your behaviors, your attitude, your words in your everyday life? Is it bringing acceptance, love, warmth? And, you know, you start to kind of find heroes, you know, people that you that inspire you. And you copy them or you start to mimic and take pieces from each of them that kind of shape who you are. It could be, you know, your hero could be your father. It could be a rock star. It could be an athlete. You know, it's all different. And if I think back, I think I borrowed from a lot of different heroes at different phases of my youth. And they all shaped a little part of who I became and who I'm still becoming. Then you think about things like rank, you know, where are you going to go to college, you know, or who was the best athlete in school, who had the prettiest girlfriend, you know, am I in a clique? And which clique am I in? The right clique? You know, am I a cool kid? Am I a dork? Am I a stoner, a burnout, a party boy, a jock? What am I? You know, how do I fit in? And I think it's a little different for the generation today, where there's a huge mishmash of things. And it's just really interesting because you try to figure out, you know, how you rank amongst your peers. You know, once you're in college, then through college, okay, so who's got, you know, the better job, who has the better car, who has the better house, all these things, right? You're chasing it, and it's, you're relentless. And if, you know, there's some people that didn't quite have the success or made some mistakes, and then they fake it till they make it, right? And they want to give the impression that they're successful. And, you know, they dig themselves an even bigger hole. And I think that psychologically, it does a lot of damage to you, because your self-esteem suffers because you're living a lie, or you're putting a lie out there of who you are when it's not who you are, right? And you see people that get married, and 5-10 years, they like totally freak out because they were, in a sense, living a lie. That's a, I don't know a better way to say it, but they thought maybe this was the path they wanted, and they realize as they're figuring themselves out, oh boy, you know, what am I doing? What have I done? And they course correct, they change things, you know, or their partner has that revelation and they go, okay, I'm out. No, this is not what I wanted. so it's a really interesting time in your life. And I know for myself, always being very hardworking, always like being relentlessly seeking out how to make myself better, how to improve business, how to do things that would keep me up at night. I would sleep 3 hours a night and continue to like seek out the information, or what were the keys to the kingdom, so to speak. And it's, you know, you're young, you have a lot of, you know, if you're a man, a lot of testosterone, you know, flowing through your veins, and, you know, you're aggressive, you want to go out there and get it. And I would see like older people in my industry that were like slowing down and going, ah, it's not all that important. And I make enough money now, and I'm going to, you know, have some work life, home life balance. And I always thought that was crazy because, well, you got to make hay while the sun shines, right? Go make that money and just keep pushing. And that was like a drug. It was like a you know, it was my hit. It was my high. And then in late 30s, early 40s, it started to change, where I was like, where am I going? What is all this for, you know? And there was a few years in there where it was like trying to figure out, what the heck am I doing? Because I had fulfilled most of my bucket list. And I thought, okay, game over. Like, now what? You know, I had no new goals or aspirations. And I was like, okay, I'm in trouble now. You know, I guess they call it the midlife crisis, but it might have been a midlife crisis. I don't know. But I can tell you that with enough time and reflection and whatnot, you can come out the other side stronger. And I feel better than I ever have in my whole life. And I'm happier than I've ever been. And it's not perfect, but there's a lot of progress. And it continues to improve. And at this point, I have my health. I have the wisdom of experience. And I have an attitude of gratitude. And I'm very thankful for what I do have and what's really important. You know, what is really, what am I looking forward to? And at the end of the day, what are those rock solid things that are important in life, you know, in this second half? So some of the things I thought about were, one of the things was, in exchange for the effort to acquire more and to have that status and whatnot, what has been a real interesting journey for me is becoming more of a minimalist. And about 8 to 10 months ago, I started selling so many things that I own. And, you know, I'll keep the essentials, but I started to second guess everything I owned. And I said, how important is this to me? And I either sold it or gave away things. And every time I do that, I feel cleansed. I feel good, because I realize I don't need those things and I wasn't using those things. So it either brings resources or in the form of money, or it brings a joy in knowing that someone else is going to actually enjoy that when I wasn't anymore. It had meant something to me before, but it no longer carried that same value to me, right? I didn't have love for that thing. I didn't have a need for that thing, and it wasn't making me happy. So that's one thing that definitely has changed in the course of, I'd say, the last year. Another thing would be relationships. You know, when you're out there and you're younger, you're making all this money, you start to kind of neglect the people around you, you know, your friends, your family, and you just are hyper-focused on success and status. Then when hard times come, or whenever you have a setback, or, you know, you're in a weird place emotionally, you realize when you go to call upon those people that, wow, was I there for them? Was I just so self-centered that I kind of don't have that type of a relationship with these people anymore? And some of it is personal neglect. Some of it is that you're just that busy because it's a season of your life when you're working hard. But you start to look back and say, okay, I want to strengthen my relationships. You know, I want to be there for the people that matter the most to me and hope that they're there for me too if I should need them, right? And that's not your motive to do it necessarily, that you hope they're there for you, but you want to be there for them out of the goodness of your heart because you care about them and you realize how short life can be. Another thing is starting to tighten up your social circles, because you are pretty much who you are, and you have your ways. You've figured out your identity, where you fit in, what your tastes are, and you look around to see who you can really trust. You know, who has been there for you, who has been consistent through anything that's been going on. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to find those people, you know, they're gold to you. And I'm lucky to have many people like that, that we may not have the closest day-to-day relationships, but time can pass and we see each other and we're just like it was back in the day, right? I'm very happy and grateful that I have those people because they're gold and they've been there since day one and they're always there when you really need them to be. Another thing that changes too is, you know, and I know a lot of people, it's not everybody, I think it's personality based as well, but also age relative, is being a mentor. You know, seeing younger people coming up that are open to some direction, you know, they're looking for some guidance and giving back, you know. So if you've experienced success and you've made mistakes, you know, you look to that generation, whether it's your children or nephews, nieces, or colleagues that are younger. And if they seem receptive and they're open and they ask, then sharing with them is very gratifying. It's not that your journey's over, but it's like, oh, here's, you know, I'm a little further down the road and these are the things I learned. And you try to stick to principles because, of course, the way they're going to do it's going to be different than you. And that's okay, because it was the same thing when you were younger and your parents tried to tell you every little detail and it just goes over your head. So, you know, you make sure that they're self-aware, that they're figuring out things and that they're, you know, going to be in a good position emotionally, personally, professionally, as they grow and get older. You know, you want them to, if they're going to lean a ladder up against a building, you want to make sure it's against the right building, so to speak. The other thing is something that a lot of younger people take for granted, at least they did in my generation, and that's your health. You know, you start to second guess partying too hard or eating junk food because your body can't take it anymore. You know, you pay for it when you do that. And when I was a younger trainer, I always kind of like, thought about this whenever somebody would come in and they wanted to train, and it wasn't necessarily a cosmetic or narcissistic goal of looking a certain way. They said, I want to feel better. I want to have energy. I always equated that with, because they're old. And I understand the value of that because as you're getting older, your energy is starts to diminish fast. So, you know, you start to like go, God, I want more energy. I do want to feel better, you know, and looking better is a secondary thing, but it comes with making the right decisions that will make you feel better and have more energy. So it's an interesting perspective that years ago I did not see in the least. And lastly, for this video, it's getting a little long, but leaving a legacy, you start to think about how will you be remembered, you know, and you don't know once, you know, when your time is up on the planet, and you start to think about if you, especially if you have children or you've left your mark in your business or with loved ones, how will I be remembered? And have I, you know, done the things I wanted to do? Am I going in the direction that's going to lead me to that second half bucket list of accomplishment? And how do I want the end of second life to look? Or how does that journey look? And you start to think about that. And I really encourage you to do that if you're at that age or if you're getting to that age, to really start to think ahead. And who do I want to be in a few years? Where do I want to be in my career, in my relationships personally? You know, is there things I wanted to do when I was younger that I just didn't either have the time or the resources to do? And, you know, what's going to bring me happiness and joy? And really think about those things. And it's a journey and it's a process. It doesn't just happen overnight, but it can be done. So guys, hope you enjoyed that. Hope it helps some of you. Leave me a comment if you want me to expand on any of those topics. And I will talk to you guys again soon. Take care.